More than 3,000 professional and amateur archaeologists make up the Wisconsin Archaeological Artifacts Facebook group. Group members can post pictures of items they find in Wisconsin on private land and ask about what, if any, historic or Native American significance they might have. JP Piotta is one of the group's administrators. JP, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great privilege.
Can you talk about the origins of this Facebook group a little bit?
Certainly. A well-known authority, Wisconsin archaeological resource and information, Ryan Howell, championed this social media presence about in 2014 and had since begun outreach amongst other archaeological pages, other sorts of different pages revolving around Native American history with context to, you know, the artifacts that are left behind. So that's really where it got its roots.
And JP, when did you first get interested in archaeology and what's going on in Wisconsin?
Certainly. I was about 12 years old and my dad came home after walking a field from our family field and he found an arrowhead and he said, "Hey, like I just found this walking the dog." Like I thought it was so cool. I had an idea of what it was, but I really didn't quite know what was out there and where it was. So I got my boots on and I, you know, spent the first few days searching and searching. And then finally I found my first one and it just grew and just blew up for me right after that. And it's been a passion ever since.
Well, I scanned through the Facebook page for the group. And what I love is, you know, I might pick up something like that and just think arrowhead. But then people post this and then we got a lot more context and information. What kind of things are people learning by joining in the conversation here?
Oh, it's definitely it's so interesting. See, the breadth of Wisconsin archaeology and history spans more than just the couple hundred years that we or some people often mistake. I mean, there was inhabitants of this great state going back 12,000 years ago. So we have the pre-contact period going all the way back to 12,000 plus years when there was still a glacial coverage of the state all the way up until fur trade and contact times, as they describe them, where we had European fur traders and missionaries, among other different types of interested parties of this great land that had arrived on the shores of Lake Michigan and other waterways. And, you know, it goes between what you're able to find, the context or significance of maybe just something you find, but just information in your area relating to earthworks, such as built up Native American Indian mounds that are preserved on parks and special sites. It really brings essentially the weight of the sacredness to those areas. And then, you know, it's just another supplemental opportunity for those outside of learning about it in school or wherever books you may pick up along the way. So it's really great.
I know there are some actual professional archaeologists on the group or in the group and a lot of people who aren't. Can you just talk about the mix of people who are participating in this?
Absolutely. This page really capitalizes on bridging the gap between the professional archaeologists, authorities like professors and other major players in this realm of information space. And then it also bridges the gap to the everyday, you know, not specific to a discipline in archaeology or history. And it makes it really approachable. It allows people to kind of come out in an approachable way, talk and advocate and share some of the memories they can be or finds or information that they may have. And it's really great. And oftentimes there's some hesitancy there just for their sake of a lack of a medium to bring out this information or, you know, just maybe bad experiences in the past. It's a multitude of different things, but really, it's a really easily easy to approach. It's easy to get to, and there's like almost no barrier of entry. We accept everyone, and it's just free domain to speak and share your interest amongst these types of topics.
Talking to JP Piotta, an administrator for the Wisconsin Archaeological Artifacts Facebook group. And speaking, JP, of bridging communities, I understand that there are non-Native origin people in the group and Native Americans in the Wisconsin area as well participating. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. We are privileged, again, to have those of Native descent, you know, both locally and then outside the state. Participate in our group, share their stories, share some insights, and just bring a real wealth of knowledge base. And again, it's just really an honor to be able to have some more exposure to some of those individuals that do join the page, do participate in the page. And it's really fantastic. We are able to not only advocate for a lot of the information that they have for non-natives, but also for, you know, other things as well, like events going on that are opportunities for us to better understand culturally some of the context that goes along with being a member of a Native tribe or a Native community in the state.
And there are some do's and don'ts that I learned scanning through the page. Like I specified earlier, things people find on private land. There are laws about collecting things, for example, on public land. What kind of things do we need to know if we want to be, I guess, amateur archaeologists ourselves?
Absolutely. That's a great question. One of the key rules here is, you know, abide by all state and federal regulations and laws. It is a big, big no-no to knowingly go on state or federal lands or lands that are not essentially yours or private and, you know, be intrusive in a way where you're digging, breaking ground, uncovering any types of terrain associated with the artifacts as they would be in situ, which is like the text or way to describe how things lay. Now, that is a big rule. It's fairly clearly advocated across multiple different types of literature from the Wisconsin DNR. There's a few other areas across the state that goes into just the civil law of that. But, you know, politics is another thing we discuss. We are neutral. We don't like talking about politics, and we also don't do buy, sell, trade. I mean, that is a very big revenue stream for some people. Believe it or not, it's unfortunate, but people will sell their personal finds. It loses context. Sometimes it's out of state. We are not in that business. There are several pages across social media and the internet where they're just dedicated to selling these. And we're really not about that. We want to make sure that people know that our priority, that our line of sight and our target is just advocacy, bringing enthusiasts, bringing those that are passionate about our state's historical resources, archaeological resources, you know, together. There's no type of commerce associated with that. And you know, that's really the great thing. And that's probably one of the other big rules that we follow here on the page as well.
And you mentioned earthworks earlier, and I know that's a point of focus for some people on the group, what we often call mounds here in the state. A lot of them destroyed over the years. This is something I think a lot of people who are part of this archaeological artifacts group are concerned with.
Absolutely, and rightfully so. Wisconsin, out of all the states in North America, is uniquely gifted with these resources, and it's very unique. There's seldom even close to the amount and volume of these earthworks in any other state. It's really incredible. And these earthworks stem several thousand years old. And unfortunately, early habitation of the state didn't have as stringent laws, rules, and protections against some of these great resources. So as time progressed, as we had a better understanding, as we got legislation and key leadership involved over from local government officials all the way up to the you know, the federal government, we're able to preserve what we do have left. And fortunately for us and those who are alive today, we still have a great amount of these resources for those to have on public display, and then obviously preserve and protect them. And believe it or not, and I can speak from my own experience, I too have come across undocumented earthworks as well that I was able to use this page and the professionals on this page to document it and catalog it as required. So that has happened on a few occasions, but, you know, again, it's protecting this unique resource to the state. So it's great. It's really great.
JP, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I really do appreciate the outreach and opportunity to grow the page. Thank you.
JP Piotta is an administrator for the Wisconsin Archaeological Artifacts Facebook group. We talked to him today about what members of the group are finding around Wisconsin, sometimes as close as their own backyards.